Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
I forgot to turn my mic up. And that's professional. I want you to know that. It takes professional to mess up something simple. But anyway, welcome to the nice program. We're glad you're with us, and I sincerely mean that. I really do. And tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes well, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. To take calls and orders, if you like, and donations. We sure could use them right now. But we're here to do our best to just say hi to you. Maybe if we can, pray with you. Whatever we can do, folks, tomorrow is our day to talk. You can call us toll-free if you don't have long distance at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We certainly want to hear from you, and I mean that. Don't be afraid to call us. I mean, We want to hear your voice. Some of y'all call about every week, and you got to be part of the family. You really have. Sometimes I have to get off the phone a little quicker than I like, but it's okay. We're still a family. Last week, I had to leave a little bit early. I had to take Marsha Jean to ER. Her pulse rate went down to really low and didn't go back up. She's okay now. Couldn't find anything really wrong. But thanks for your prayers to those who knew about it. Thank you so much. And I do mean that your prayers are very much coveted. But please don't forget tomorrow what we offer through the ministry. Anything we help you with at all in a way, what we offer through the product wise, whether it be straws or vitamin toothpaste or mouthwash or whatever it may be, you call tomorrow. We would be honored to work with you if we could. If you don't have a catalog, please call tomorrow. No charge. Give us your address. We will send you a catalog so you can see what we do handle, okay? Some of the books we handle. We have study materials here, like the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary, a copy of the original dictionary. And in this dictionary, he uses Bible verses to define words. Bible verses, folks. Try to find that today in today's dictionaries. It's available. Beautiful book, emerald green, gold lettering on the outside, hardback copy. Beautiful book. It's available. We have the Strong's Concordance. Those are the two main things I use when I'm studying scriptures. The Strong Concordance. Everyone needs that. And the 1820 Dictionary. You need both of those to study the Bible. You really do. You'll be surprised how deep the words go beyond what we understand them to be. Well, if you want to borrow, just call and ask. We'll be glad to do what we can to bless you with them. Now, our guest tonight is an old friend of mine, and I guess I could say for both of us, I mean old literally, we go back a long time. I've got to meet the man in person, I guess, on half a dozen occasions. But talk to him dozens and dozens of times on the phone and on the radio show. He's the former head of the Gun Owners of America, Mr. Larry Pratt. And he, when I met him, he spoke at seminars. He is the most soft-spoken, easy-mannered, easy-going gentleman I've ever seen to stand up in the face of such nonsense that he had to in D.C. But he stood the ground, and GOA is the only outfit that I know of this that will stand for guns, gun rights for everybody. And they're not afraid to mention other things also if necessary. You'll see that from Larry in a minute. They understand immorality brings damnation upon a nation. But GOA is the premier gun rights group, in my mind, in the country. Now, Larry since retired, but I'm not going to let him quit. He's still out there. He's still got a lot of information he likes to share with us. And I want to bring him on. Larry Pratt, welcome.
Well, thank you, Butch, and I want to assure that those who are listening know that I have left the executive director's chair, but the guy that's sitting there right now got a master's degree from Regent University, and he did a thesis entitled The Role of the Constitutional Militia, the Role of the Colonial Militia in America, golly, I'm tongue-tied for the first time in my life. the first time in they have the constitutional carry, which basically restores the way we were before Franklin Roosevelt and his boys got into the presidency in Washington, and all too many Republicans went along with them for quite a while. But I think we're on the verge of getting rid of the ban on suppressors, so you'll be able to go into the Walmart or wherever and buy one over the counter like you do a 22 rifle, and that will be quite a recognition by the government that an armed people are not a threat to the government.
Oh, well, absolutely, absolutely, and that's a great victory. The nonsense of all this is absurd, to say the least. But I have a question to ask you: has the reciprocal carry permit been now passed nationwide? Do we can carry in any state with a permit?
We're getting there, from what I can see. Legislation has moved in the House, and now it has to get through the Senate. So talking to your senator would be very helpful. They may obviously be a misapprehension that, well, if you don't have a permit, what kind of all terrible things are going to break out? Really? Well, we have over half of the country. That's, at this point, where state legislatures have said, put those regulations in the trash can, and their crime rates are a whole lot lower than those jurisdictions that have regulation of suppressors and all kinds of other things as well. So, no, you might need to hand them a diaper or two before they settle down, but actually it really doesn't hurt the public order, and in fact, it probably lowers the crime rate.
Well, you know, I'm always amazed, because I can't figure this one out. Maybe you can answer the question for me. Every weekend, there's a half a dozen to a dozen people shot in Chicago. They're not allowed to have guns out there. How does that work?
Well, that's one of the anomalies, to put it mildly. They can't get around the facts, so they don't want to talk about them. They're hoping that their arguments based on emotion are going to prevail, and the listeners won't say, well, but what about what happens when those laws actually are put on the books?
But, you know, you know, we're laughing about that, but it's ridiculous. It absolutely is ridiculous. I can't imagine how anyone could be so ignorant as to believe that this is going to make a difference. I really can't imagine it.
No, it came out of the Depression era of the gangster period in our history, and the response was to clamp down on the good guys, and of course we know what kind of help that gave to the good guys. Have made them easier targets, and the politicians are not in the habit of admitting, oh, boy, was I stupid. Sorry about that. We'll go back to where we were and then some. So it's going to take us a lot of work, but I think we've got a number of folks in the Congress now that have seen the light, understand this issue very clearly, and they're not in a majority yet, but I think we're getting there. And I think if we just keep banging on these people, telling them that this is the Constitution, this is what works, your way, if this is what you support, doesn't work, and hey, come on, let's get with the program.
I agree. But, you know, I just have to step back and marvel, though, at the absurdity of how I have found it hard to believe that some of these people are that ignorant. I think they're intentionally trying to disarm us. I can't believe that they're that stupid. I really can't.
Well, I think to a certain extent that's absolutely the case. But there's also an emotional force behind their, let me be crude, stupid views. And they just don't feel like we will be safe if these ideas were to prevail. Well, they don't feel, but they can't really explain in any clear factual basis. Because now we do have all these states where you're basically a free person, and you don't need to prove to the government that you're a good guy and you ought to be allowed to have some sort of firearm or accoutrement for that firearm. Now, this is just an absurd situation, and they need to be called out on it. Increasingly they are, and it's increasingly obvious they don't have answers.
Well, it is. That's very true. But, you know, this precept of having to prove yourself innocent, I mean, we're assumed guilty already, that goes on in all kinds of areas of our life today. If you walk into a courtroom while a trial's going on, you got to go through metal detectors, you got to empty your pockets, all that's, again, assuming you're guilty of something. Same thing getting on an airplane. You got to prove you're innocent. All this is, as our whole country has flipped from what it was, where we are assumed innocent until proven guilty. It's all turned around. We've actually turned it into well, for example, public schools have turned into a prison, basically. Armed guards can't get in without permission. Same thing was in society altogether. And so why would it be different when it comes to keep and bear arms, although it's a God-given duty? Why would it be different? Because they're going to do their best to prove us guilty of something to keep us from maintaining our, I hate to use the word rights, but from maintaining our rights and doing what we know we need to do to take care of our families. It's just absurd to me, and it makes me very angry.
Well, Butch, you and I both have been around a while, and I can remember being able to go to the airport with a cased rifle, and they would inspect it, and then I would take it on board with me. It was locked. It wasn't going to be readily available for my defense, let alone hurting anybody else. And that was just the way things were. And before even that, since I'm not that old, you could just carry a pistol onto the plane. And nobody was even interested in whether you had one or not. And they didn't have a problem with it because people are basically sound. And even if they're a little bit disreputable, they understand that guns are dangerous and they're not going to be fooling around with them. And so it never was a problem. So they solved a problem that wasn't a problem. And I think we're gradually getting back there. I'm looking at the gunowners.org website page right now where they're celebrating a victory. GOA-backed language passes the House, removes suppressors from the National Firearms Act. So if we can get the Senate to go along, that whole clumping around over our freedom in this area comes to an end. We're on offense. We're on, moving the ball forward. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be easy, but it is happening.
Well, it took us years to lose it, to lose all these things. It's going to take years to get back.
And fair point.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you don't regrow something that was tore down to the roots almost. You don't regrow it overnight. It takes time. So patience is a virtue. And you, when you spoke, I always admired your patience. I did. I don't know how you did it, but I always admired your patience.
At some early age, I realized that my being angry wasn't going to convince anybody of the rightness of my argument. What really helped convince members of Congress and legislatures that the gun owner's point was valid and needed to be respected and acted favorably upon was when a gazillion gun owners that were activated by Gun Owners of America contacted the right member of a legislature or the Congress with the right message at the right time. And voila, we started to see better things happening on the gun issue. And that's how we've been able to move the ball to the extent that we have right now. And I think if folks go to gunowners.org and just get on the email list, if you're not already there, we'd love to have you contribute, but you don't have to do that. Just sign up to get email. And then when there's something going on in your state or in the Congress, in Washington, you'll get a notification and they make it really easy to get to your member of Congress or your legislator with the right message at the right time. You just click a couple of links and the whole thing is taken care of. So if you're in agreement with what has been written for you, just go ahead and make those clicks and get it done. And I remember one time I was up on Capitol Hill, and a number of conservative groups were in unison on some piece of legislation. I don't even remember what it was. But as an aside, the staffer that was working in that congressional office for a congressman looked over at me and said, "By the way, your email are loud." In other words, you get a whole bunch of the guy's constituents. And when these come in, they'll have enough ways of identifying them that they can see, oh, that zip code's in our district. So when they're just getting inundated with email, or if you will, when the email are loud, they start to reconsider if they haven't been thinking right to begin with.
You know, that is a wonderful thing, and praise God for that. And I know what you all have done. You have actually stopped a lot of bad things happening before it happened, not just changed things back to something better, but you all worked to stop a lot of actions about ready to take place. One thing that concerns me, though, is that with the Supreme Court just recently upheld Maryland's rule on assault weapons. That bothers me. I mean, I really thought the court, I know two or three of them are idiots, I know that, but I thought they had enough common sense among them to stop that insanity from Maryland.
Well, that was not the greatest moment, but I think that's going to be dealt with, if not this year, certainly in a year or so, because that really gets people rather upset, rightly. And once the members of Congress hear from enough people, they're going to realize that, ooh, those emails are allowed. It's not just something that was cranked up, phony. They can check it out. John Doe at zip code 12345 really exists because it was he that sent that email to begin with. And then he may have sent a letter or a postcard of his own, and he may have made a phone call of his own. And we don't have a voice-activated ability to make calls to members of Congress. So they know what's happening, and they know that if they're going the wrong way on a gun issue, it's going to hurt. And that's what motivates a lot of politicians. Not all of them. There's some very staunch constitutionalists. But if they're not in that category, then when they hear from a lot of folks, they want to avoid the pain of doing wrong. And if they hear from enough people, well, I guess I just go along with what those crazy people want. Have fun. We don't care what they think of us. Just do the right thing.
Well, I agree. It just really puzzles me. So many people get back in after every election, and people complain because they're in there, even from their old state. But they keep putting them right back in again, over and over again. Makes you have to wonder, what are these people thinking? Are they so stuck on a party or a person that they can't get beyond that?
It may be the person. Oh, I recognize that name. I'll vote for him or her, and off they go. They don't look into it, because it can take some digging in some cases to find out. If it wasn't a widely debated issue that came to the general public's awareness, it might be a little hard for one of our guys to find out what's going on. That's why it's so important for people to get on the email list that Gun Owners has, because then you find out, no matter how much they don't want you to find out, we're knowing, because we're in touch with the good guys on the Hill. We get the inside skinny, and when something starts to happen that's not a good direction, or if it's been stuck somewhere, in any case, we can put the heat on. Our email are loud.
Wait, you know, and folks, getting an email list is totally free. It really is. Get on it. You'll be glad you did. You'll learn some things also. Sometimes these things are done under the table, so to speak. They try to sneak things through on us. And they're good at it. They've done it for years. So that GOA stays on top of this to warn us, this is trying to be brought through behind closed doors, so to speak. You need to stand up and tell them what you think. But Larry, that's nothing new, is it?
No, it's certainly not. The one thing that is new is that we now have a means of communication that's so much quicker. I remember back in the day when I was working with Gun Owners, and we didn't know what an email was, and we didn't have one. The military came up with it, and then finally the rest of us started to use it. And it grew. But in the beginning, back in the 50s and 60s, when I got started, we didn't have any of these instant technologies to communicate. And so the development of instant communication has been a game changer. We don't have to. I remember in the earlier days when I was heading up Gun Owners of America, we found out something good or bad, mostly bad, was underway. Well, we had to write a postcard. We had to get it printed. We had to get it mailed. And that all takes time. I mean, if you're really busting leather, it's going to take 3 or 4 days to get something into the mail, and then it's going to take another 3 or 4 days to get to the recipient. And so they can do a lot of damage before they realize that folks are going to be putting the heat on them. And then if they're able to sneak it through before they can hear from their folks, and some email and postcards start arriving, and they can just kind of walk away from it. But when the opposition or the support is a tidal wave, they have to pay attention, and they do. And that's how some of these nasty things have been put to rest.
Well, you know, I look at, as mentioned, Chicago. I just won, but Chicago, New York, other places. But in Chicago, I don't believe the people in the state of Illinois like what's happening in their state. I really don't believe so. But I believe the people that live out on the outskirts, out in the countryside, on the farms in Illinois places, would like to have the politicians change their minds on all things that you're making impossible for good people to use and do, including in Chicago. But I don't understand why these people, even a citizen of Chicago, why aren't they speaking up and doing more other than sitting back and taking this? People are dying every weekend because nobody can defend themselves legally, really, in Chicago. What's the problem with the people? Are they just complacent? They don't think it's going to happen to them, or what?
Well, I think part of the problem is indeed they're rather liberal and they just, carry a gun? That's dangerous. So they have, some of them have this instinctive fear of even being near a gun. I can remember when I was up on the Hill and I was in a rather liberal office and they, are you carrying right now? Well, no, I'm on the Hill. It's a criminal-friendly zone. None of us can defend ourselves. So, naturally, I'm not carrying at the moment. Only after I get to my car.
So, you know, but that, you're laughing, but that's really sad because in a place where we're supposed to be protected the most as far as our, we'll call, constitutional rights, the ones that are supposed to be overseeing that are the ones who won't allow us to exercise that in their prisons.
Well, and folks that keep self-defense from manifesting itself, developing fully, are the ones who have a highly paid group of dedicated professionals to protect them. And so, you know, and even when they go home, they have guards just about everywhere they go. And so they don't see the problem. They really, most of them don't see the problem. And that's always been a problem for many of these guys and gals up on the Hill. And that's why the email, phone calls, postcards, all of that raining them in on them is what kind of gets them out of that bubble. And that's why hopefully people increasingly will be availing themselves of the network of communication that we make available. It's at gunowners.org. It doesn't cost a nickel to sign up or to use it.
Well, you know, I'm seeing also, and I haven't seen this come to fruition yet, but when some places they're trying to organize to sue the businesses or whatever, where you're not allowed to carry a gun. If you give up your right to defend yourself and go walk in somebody's business, and you're harmed inside that business with somebody else with a gun, they're trying to make it and rightfully so that you can sue that business.
Yes,
now, I mean that's.
I would.
Go ahead.
We hope that's one of the things that we can get done, but it's that's a heavier lift even than some of these other things we're talking about, because that means that you really do understand responsibility for having or not having self-defense.
All right, hang on through the break, Larry. Folks, back at the break, questions, comments, about anything you want to talk about, anything else, you're welcome to call in also tonight at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-2 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. Or give us a call at 406-274-7579. to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back, and I do have the mic live this time, so welcome back to the last half of the broadcast for tonight. Again, tomorrow being Thursday, we're going to be in the office. We love phone calls, and I do mean that. I may get time to talk to you a real long time, but I'd love to hear from you. If it weren't for you folks out there, we wouldn't be here. We couldn't be here. Larry and I were discussing during the break how long I've been on the radio. Larry, I've been on the radio going on 33 years. Can you believe that?
Well, it's about the length of time that you and I have been connected.
Yes.
You, shortly after that rally that you and I met in Charleston, West Virginia, that's when you got started, and I believe you've been growing ever since. And oh, what a help it is! You got rid of your phony pro-Second Amendment legislators in the Congress, by and large, and I think the state legislature is greatly improved from what it was 34
oh, yes.
years ago.
I agree.
So you've been making a difference.
Well, I say this on the air so many times. There are really no good places left in this country. There are better places. I live in one of the states I think is one of the better places to be. We
Absolutely.
Are allowed to build on our property without permits. We can carry a gun without a permit, concealed or open. Crime rate is low compared to most states, quite low. So I really am thankful that I live where I live. And I mean that, seriously. That's why I've stayed here for so long. And
sure.
I mean that. But anyway, folks, again, the line's open at 717-300-1698. And I shouldn't say that in the air because we may have people come start moving to the state that wants to take the state over and turn it back into what it was at one time, a liberal democratic hellhole. It's been changed since then. But anyway, I noticed that the GOA is exposing something that needed exposed for many years. 49 years, they've been keeping gun purchase records. I'm talking about the ATF. They've been keeping everybody's records since they started registering guns 49 years ago. They've been keeping all the records in files. Totally unlawful. No, they're not supposed to do that. But the GOA uncovered that, didn't they?
Yes, and when you challenge the folks that have that information for public safety, how many crimes have you solved? How many crimes have you prevented with this data? That's not the point. It really is the point.
It's the whole point. It's the whole
yes,
reason.
Yes, indeedy. Indeedy.
So what's going to happen with that?
Well, hopefully we'll all be present when a match is thrown in onto a gasoline-soaked pile of illegal data. And hopefully if we find any copies that were made of it, same thing. And we'll just keep destroying that data until they don't make any more. Maybe there won't be any more of them to make those copies.
Well, I think it's way past time we see a lot of these folks start going to jail for what they've done to people behind their backs and what they've done to harass people. I'm talking about decent
Amen.
People. Have been harassed, arrested, and family members killed. All this is happening right now as
Amen.
We speak. You know, and it makes me angry. Why is not somebody in jail? And so far, I don't care who's been president, I haven't seen too many arrests. I hope I'm wrong. It changes. But so far, I haven't seen anything get excited about on that area. But now
you're quite correct.
You know, it's sad. I've heard so much hot air from politicians for many, many years. I don't trust any of them for good morning. I just don't. I'm sorry. I've been hoodwinked too many times. But you mentioned that GOA, when you were there, had about 300,000 members. But something miraculous has happened since, not because you left, but since you left. What happened to that?
Well, those two things, I believe, were pretty instrumental. Trump, who, by and large, has been rather friendly to the Second Amendment, messed up. And I think it was because of advisors that he mistakenly put confidence in that told him that these bump stocks are really not a big deal. And, you know, if you ban those, this is something that's actually good for public safety. Well, what these guys were ignorant of was that, and I've done it myself, you can take a rifle and put it in the crotch of your arm, put your finger on the trigger, pull it, and you're going to have a rat-a-tat-tat-tat until you release your finger. You have to do it intentionally. So now it's not terribly accurate, but nevertheless, that's a machine gun under the legal definition. And that's
yes.
how stupid these laws are. And I think we can move on that and move the ball in the direction that it needs to be moved.
Well, I know that Obama was a great gun salesman when he was in.
Yes.
And that's a fact. And Biden wasn't too bad himself.
Right. Partly because he was highly anti-gun, and
yes.
partly because he was kind of stupid. He was doing whatever his anti-gun advisors were telling him, and he had no conception of the political fallout that might occur. So that was, in a backhanded way, a small improvement. For us.
Well, you know, when you look back, and we were told when they started registering guns, in the 70s, basically started making us register.
Well, the whole National Firearms Act
yes.
set up the keeping of records of firearms purchases. That was that's a violation of the Constitution.
Yes, it is. Now, that become law. What year was that, by the way?
Back in the 30s. I don't remember the exact. I think it might have been 32. Could have been 38. But it was in the 30s.
Okay. But now, they didn't do it for normal firearms. I remember we could go up to a general store above our house and buy a gun off the shelf. 18 years old, older. You didn't have to fill a permit or nothing, any kind of paperwork. You just bought it.
Yeah.
So in my lifetime, it went down to if you buy a handgun or a rifle, no matter what it is, you got to pass the background check. It's got to be registered. Now, that
That's
wasn't always,
right.
That wasn't always the way it was in my lifetime. So in the last 49 years or so, they've gathered millions and billions probably of gun sales information and kept it.
And they've convinced us that it's all for our good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Let's take a phone call from Alabama. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Welcome.
Does your guest, I don't have any way of getting online or anything. Does your guest know a phone number to get a hold of GOA?
Oh, yes.
703-321-8500. 85.
Give out again.
Thank you for asking. 703-321-8585. And frankly, if later on that number doesn't come up for you, you can call information and ask for the number for Gun Owners of America in Springfield, Virginia.
And by the way, is a toll-free number still working also?
We do have one of those, and honestly, I just don't remember what it is. But the cost of a phone call nowadays is so different from when we got started.
I remember right, that was 888-86-GUNS, wasn't it?
888-86-GUNS.
There you go.
But 6 guns at the end, yeah.
Yeah, 888-86-GUNS. You spell out guns, Daryl, and you got it.
There you are. Yeah. If you can't spell guns, then maybe you ought to go some other place to buy something.
Oh, gracious. Yeah, it's 888-886-4867 is a number to call toll-free if you don't have long distance. But how's things in Alabama, Daryl, with the guns? I mean, what's the controls down there?
Well, just recently they have passed. You used to have a permit, but they got rid of that. So,
oh, really? You can carry a gun concealed without a permit in Alabama?
Yeah.
All right.
And let us not forget that not just in the South, but in most parts of the country and nationally, it was to keep those people from having a gun. That was the root cause of most gun control. It's that they didn't want blacks having guns. It's a very nasty history, but a lot of it has been written about it. I'm not just making this up. We've got some of that material on the website at Gun Owners, and you can probably... Well, I don't know how many libraries would carry something like this, but in any case, it's available. And if nothing else works, call that gun owner's number and ask them how you can get something in black and white on the racist roots of gun control.
Okay. Good point. Anything else, Daryl?
That's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Folks, the line is open, 717-300-1698. I did not know Alabama allowed carry without permit. Good for Alabama. Bless their hearts. 717-300-1698 is the number. And if your state does that also, let us know. I want to know that. How many states across country are constitutional carry states? I know West Virginia is, Vermont is, and others, but I don't know all of them. So if you're in a state where that's allowed, please let us know that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Larry.
I do believe that number is pretty well totaled up, and they can tell you at the Gun Owners of America office. I'm not even going to say because I've been retired long enough that's one of the details that's a little foggy for me, so I'm not going to say, but it is a substantial number of states now. Obviously, don't think you can do it in San Francisco, New York City, and New Jersey, you know, the normal suspects.
Actually, you can. If you did it in all those places, you could carry it. If you get caught, you might be a criminal, but criminals carry them anyway, don't they?
That's true. If you say, well, I need it for robbing a bank, I'm sorry to interfere with you, sir.
There you go. I'm joking. Somebody will shoot tonight. Come on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's absurd. And this has been quoted a million times. Criminals carry guns. They're criminals. Why should they care what the law says? They're criminals. And why do they want to take away the good people's ability to protect themselves and defend their families? Why would they want to do that? Folks, if anyone has any common sense at all, any thread of common sense, knows this is just another tactic to disarm the people. Governments, I said all governments, even ours today, as a lot of them, and it's been proven in the past, don't want their citizens to carry a gun. If citizens own guns, slaves don't. Figure that one out. Go ahead, Larry.
Mm-hmm. know, that really puts it. And I think the question to the gun control supporter is, why are you supporting slavery? Those are the only places where disarmament was required unless you were part of the suspect part of the population. So there were white people throughout the United States that could carry a gun without a permit, but if they were black, they better watch out. And tell me that's the way it ought to be, and I'll have a further discussion with you.
Absolutely. Well, I've said this many times too. I can just see as the people that traveled across country in the 1800s to settle out west, I can see them having to stop at every state line and every city line to get a permit to cross that city or cross that state. I can see that happening, can't you?
Oh, indeedy not. That's when America was, certainly for white people, certainly a freer country. And now I think we've got a substantial number of states where those restrictions for everybody have been removed, but not everybody still benefits from it. And it, by the way, I think it kind of underscores the point that gun control has its origin in racism, because it's not Alabama where, you know, deep south southern state, well, they don't care who has a gun, and just don't do anything bad with it, and you're good to go.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but these are common sense things that we discuss all the time. And, folks, again, the phone line is open. If you have any calls, you want to call and ask any questions, make comments. He'd love to hear from you. I know this topic's been debated, talked back and forth for my lifetime. I mean, I was alive when they passed the 1968 gun control law when after Kennedy was assassinated. Nonsense, but it was passed. I've seen this come and go you can still legally own a machine gun, but you have to get a license for it. And that's just on and on it goes. It's just control. It's not doing anything to help anybody except those that want to make us slaves and become their servants. But this is America today, and it's changed that much. In my lifetime, it's gotten much worse, Larry. I've been in this country over three quarters of a century. I watched this thing fall apart so many different ways, with the Second Amendment, of course, but also with morals and the morals have been wiped out. The basics that you and I grew up with, boys are girls, boys are boys and girls are girls, and there wasn't no question about it. That's all been taken out and thrown in the trash can. Now we have to have states pass laws to keep boys from playing girls' sports and going to the locker room. How insane is that?
And it shows a complete disregard for the safety of women. Because if you're going to let any pervert guy go into a woman's locker room where they're changing from sporting attire to street clothing, that is just nuts. And it's very dangerous, and it's evil. Sorry to use that word, but it's evil to say that if that woman objects to being spied upon and laughed about and maybe a photograph taken secretly or something, she might get fined. And I've read of things like that recently where women have complained about guys in their locker room, and well, that's just offensive for you to make that complaint. You're not going to be allowed to say that. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, the insanity, like I say, keeps growing. Unless you cut cancer out, it'll keep on growing. And this has been a cancer in our country for many years. Now, again, folks, we're going to open the phone lines up, still open, 717-300-1698. You're being awful quiet tonight. You're welcome to come and join us, and we wish you would, because you're part of the family. So as you watch all these things unfold there, you've been in it a long time, well, actually in this gun battle longer than I have, at least in much more detail of it. What do you foresee happening over the next couple of years with what's going on in this battle? There's so much more to talk about besides that, but it's one issue. What do you see happening?
Well, I'm hopeful, Butch, that we are making progress. Probably there'll be states that are bitter enders. I can think of Massachusetts, New York City, perhaps. there'll be a few really tough areas filled with anti-freedom people who don't really understand this issue because they think from their feelings rather than, hey, let's look at the data and see, did the crime rate go up in Alabama when they said anybody going to have a gun and carry it? Did the crime rate go up? And all these states where that kind of legislation has been passed, which is now about over half of the country, what happened to the crime rates there? Well, there certainly was no increase. In fact, if anything, in most cases that I'm aware of, crime actually went down. And the places that would benefit the most are the ones that don't want that to happen. If you were to say that good guys could carry a gun just because they're a good guy and they haven't broken any law, so have a nice day with that 38 or that 45 that you got on your purse or whatever, you would see, because we have seen, I'm not just speculating, you would see more crime go down in more places because criminals would realize that, man, I wanted to get that purse, but I don't want to get shot.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that especially all men and women both, especially ladies I've talked to, really feel in today's society that you need to be armed. And about every lady I've talked to that we get in this topic, admits they're carrying a gun either in a purse or in the car with them. They don't leave the house without it. That's sad that we live in a society that's become that corrupt. But it's a fact. You can't change that, can you?
Well, there used to be a saying, maybe still is, that God created men and women, and Smith and Wesson made them equal.
Yes, yes, that's true.
So now a 100-pound gal with a gun can get the testosterone level of a 6-foot, 300-pound guy just to decline amazingly quickly if he sees that, ooh, that little gal, she walks softly, but to kind of paraphrase Teddy Roosevelt, she's carrying a big stick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, that makes me thankful that some places, again, are starting to see this happen and without any restrictions, and I wish that more states do that. I really mean that, because it's just a sad situation that they have to beg for permission to defend themselves. Let's go. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. I haven't talked to you in a while.
No, you haven't.
Hey, yeah, oh, that's because you've been out of town. You're running out on me all the time. But I forgive you and Larry, okay?
Okay.
That's very nice.
But anyways, I was you know, when I first started my street display out there, sticking up for little bitty babies and putting up placards that nobody wanted to see about a baby being aborted. And, you know, when I first started that, you know, I just figured I'd go out there and do that and people would leave me alone. I mean, I didn't really think. I think I was hoping they would do that. But, you know, after a little while of people going by and cussing at me and so on and so forth, one time I pulled up, when it popped up in my trunk, you know, to get my signs out, there was this car that pulled up behind me, you know, and I had about four or five, you know, young men in the car, up to no good, all blacked in. You could hardly see in there, you know. So I said, well, here we go. You know, so I popped the trunk and I got out. When I got out, I had that big old Smith & Wesson on my hip. That car backed up. It burnt tires off trying to get out of there.
They burn rubber in reverse,
yeah. So anyway, I kind of felt bad for him. I was thinking about buying them new tires.
Hey, now don't get carried away.
But anyways, and so, you know, it's open carry here. You know, yeah, I have to get a permit to hide it, but I'm not going to do that. Open carry,
right?
You know, when you see me on the street. You know, and you know, like I said, I'm doing something that's not very popular for a lot of people because I'm standing up for the preborn babies. You know, but I'm going to tell you what, they get real polite when they pass me by now.
Absolutely, it did. I hate to jump, Gary. I got another call coming in when I squeezed in, but you know, when the people saw the gun, that's all it took. They didn't. You never say anything. They'll pull the gun. They saw that hog leg and said, that's enough. We're out of here.
What an eloquent spokesman.
Absolutely. Did it real well.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Thank you so much. Let's go one more call. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. You mentioned statistics. What I've noticed over the years now, the controllers will only expose statistics if they work in their favor. Just like the Constitution. They'll only stand by the Constitution when they want to use it, not for us. And the same thing goes with statistics. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
And when we dig into that a little bit, and you're absolutely correct, you find that some of the times when they claim statistics, they're actually inventing stuff. So
yep.
You have
yep.
to know
otherwise,
your numbers.
They keep it hidden if it doesn't work in their favor. Statistics
right.
and Constitution, both things.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call now.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Chance.
Good point.
Appreciate it. Very good point. We're down about the last 45 seconds, Larry. Give out the information again how people can get a hold of Gun Owners America.
Well, go to gunowners.org if you can get online. If the telephone is all you can do, then 888-88-6-GUNS and, or 888, I think we concluded earlier. But yeah, it's something you, if everything has got you flummoxed, just call an operator and get information. It's not a secret when you do that.
All right. Larry Pratt, God bless you, my brother, and thanks for being there with us again tonight. You've been a good friend. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Butch. I really admire what you've done, pretty much single-handedly keeping that show on the air.
Well, I appreciate that, but I've had a lot of help with people out there for many, many years, and I do appreciate our listeners. But God bless you, Larry. I'll talk to you again sometime in the future. If you need me for anything, you give me a call, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much.
All right. Folks, there goes Larry Pratt, Gun Owners America, 888-886-4867. Give him a call. And thanks for being there with us tonight. We'll see you off tomorrow. I'd love to talk to you. If you can help keep the lights on, we'd appreciate it. May God bless you. Talk to you soon. Buddy.
Because you're sworn and chill on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.